In Michigan today, a federal trial is underway for four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Prosecutors say the men and others opposed the state's pandemic restrictions in 2020 and also planned attacks on state police and the state capitol building. Reporter Dustin Dwyer is following this case for Michigan Radio, and he joins us from the courthouse in Grand Rapids. Dustin, welcome.
Hey, Peter.
So you've written that this is one of the most shocking crimes ever alleged in state history. Tell us about these men and how the plot to kidnap the governor came to be.
Well, prosecutors say it started in June of 2020. That's when it became serious. It was right around the time that the governor of Michigan, like a lot of states that put in these really strong measures to stop the spread of COVID-19, closed businesses, closed restaurants. And you started to see some of these protests. And I think a lot of us can remember back to some of the protests we saw at state capitals. These men who are being charged right now in federal court were among those protesters. But prosecutors say they took it a step further, and they weren't just going to protest. They wanted to take action, and the action that they settled on was kidnapping the governor of Michigan. And they went twice to her vacation home up north in Michigan and talked about sometimes just knocking on the door and shooting her, and eventually settled on a plan that was to put her in a boat, take her to the middle of Lake Michigan, and just leave her there abandoned.
Well, thankfully that did not happen, of course. But how did the police find out about it and then ultimately stop them from doing it?
Well, the police were in on, they had informants on the inside the entire time. And that's actually what the defense is sort of settling on now. The defense will say that there weren't just FBI undercover agents in this plot. They were the ones leading the plot. They'll say the informants were inviting some of these men to trainings. The informants were putting ideas in the head of these defendants to carry out this kidnapping. The men were arrested in October when they thought they were going to see a person who was an explosives expert to buy explosives to potentially blow up a bridge. But that's how closely the FBI was tracking this. They had multiple informants inside at every step of this alleged plot.
So that's interesting. You say that the defense attorneys are going to argue that this wasn't really a plot to kidnap the governor. It was the informants or the undercover agents who were behind it. But isn't there plenty of evidence that suggests these four men were very seriously considering doing this?
There's more than 1,000 hours of audio recordings from these men. There's also screenshots of their group texts. And what prosecutors have said is, like, somewhere in those audio, you can sometimes find these men saying they weren't really serious about it. But that was because they were in larger groups, and they said they were aware that they might be being watched by the feds. So they would get in these more private groups and say, no, really, we're very serious about this. And the things that they said in those groups were really really shocking statements. They said, just cap her, just kill her. At one point, they talked about hog-tying her and put her on the table like it's a drug bust and just send out a picture of it. Really, really alarming things that they were discussing.
And it's not just a local story. Malcolm Nance, an expert on extremism, told me that he saw what was happening in Michigan as a dress rehearsal for the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. From your perspective, how far do you think the ripples of this case spread across the country?
Well, for one of the four main defendants here is a man from Delaware, so he's not even from Michigan. And he was affiliated with the Three Percenters group, which is a group that was fully present on January 6th. That's Barry Croft. He's the defendant. He has a tattoo of the Three Percenters on his hand. At one point, another a defendant, Adam Fox, was appointed by one of these people as the Three Percenter leader for the state of Michigan. So these groups, they're definitely affiliated with some of the same groups that were active on January 6th. The main thing separating these men from the January 6th events is that these men were already arrested by then, so none of them were present on January 6th, and none of them were in communication because they were already in prison.
Just remind us what the governor has said about this case, and do we expect to hear from her at this trial?
No, she's not expected to testify at the trial, as far as I know. She has mentioned it a few times when the charges were announced, and she put out a victim statement when one of the two men have already pleaded guilty to these charges, and she put out a victim statement. She just said that, you know, these charges have affected her deeply and that it'll really change everything for her as a politician. She's someone who's out there in the public eye a lot, and now she said in her victim impact statement that it just sort of changes how that works now for her.
Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio, thank you so much.
Thank you.